Blow it for me.
How long has it been?
It has been about 43 weeks.
What have you been doing the last 43 weeks?
Writing my opera.
I've heard a little bit of it. It's pretty good.
It's coming along pretty good.
But do you really think that's appropriate subject matter for an opera?
I don't think there's any limits.
You've gone too far.
Okay, I am not focus grouping my opera. This is like my passion.
It's not that it's
who are you, sir, to question my operatic vision?
Yeah, but I mean, you want to push boundaries with an opera.
Scaramouche!
If you could say, like...
Don't we have a show to do?
If you could give a synopsis of your opera without spoiling the ending, what would you say?
Well, it's an opera based on Hagar the Horrible.
Yeah, but did you have to make it so horrible?
Well, is this show over?
I just mean the disembowelment part was a bit much.
Disembowelment, datembowelment, whatever!
Two jerks on the opposite sides of a planet.
Scott Future in Ottawa, Canada.
And Ray Larrabee in Nagoya, Japan.
We are the
Future Jerks.
Now, this is a part of the show where you'll learn a little bit about us.
And what we've been up to.
You folks have probably been clicking that refresh button, trying to figure out where in the hell is the next Future Jerks podcast coming. Guess what? It's done, and you're listening to it right now.
The future is now.
Scott has had a baby.
I physically had a baby.
Well, because we had been talking about, there's been a lot of foreshadowing for Scott's childbirth, which was probably going to happen sometime in September, and it did.
It did.
Right on schedule, right?
Yeah, right. Well, a little bit, a couple of days behind, but right in the middle. Right
now,
the
this
middle.
Slightly affected your ability to record podcasts.
Needless to say, my son is a little bit of a pain in the ass. Sucks up a lot of time, a lot of attention. It's me, 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 me all the time. As a result, I haven't had a lot of time to do things like this.
Oh, okay.
Or wash.
You haven't been bathing?
No. There's no time.
Oh, my God. Well, why don't you ask what I've been doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. What have you been doing?
I've been spending the last 2 months installing Windows 8. I finally got it working.
2 months. Didn't it just come out like last week?
Well, I know because I had to preview the beta version, and then I had to upgrade to the later beta version, and then there was the pre-release version, and finally...
Is this the number 8 or ATE?
Yeah, ATE.
I thought you meant Windows 8, like, you know, infinity flipped upwards?
No, I got friends at Microsoft.
Oh.
You know, because I'm, I'm in the business of computers and stuff like that.
The
and,
business.
You know, me and Bill Gates, me and Ballmer like to get together sometimes. Grease up the old chest, you know, as they say.
No.
Some kind of sports metaphor, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
They always want to grease up my chest.
Really?
Oil it up. Yeah, well, I think it's like tossing the old pigskin. It's an expression like that. I don't know much about sports.
Is Melinda around when you're greasing up your chest?
Yeah. Yeah, we head over to Kirkland, and we enjoy some burritos, squirt that all over our bodies and stuff like that.
Whoa.
You know, make some sweet love.
Right, early.
Hey, listen, we could talk about your crazy baby activities all day, but it doesn't make sense to talk about it in Superhost 2000, does it?
Probably doesn't. Oh, but don't you have something dog-related?
My dog has been just lapping up dog food all the time. What do you mean dog-related?
Well, didn't you have, like, a dog get fixed?
Oh, yeah, my little dog Juno got, like, a cone.
Yeah.
A cone attached. That's right. So she got her
I bought this.
Tied.
I bought this cartoon book. Nothing is quite as fascinating as somebody describing a cartoon on an audio.
Well, we already talked about Hagar the Horrible.
That's true. There's a lot of it. The cartoon is there's a dog with a cone and, you know, like with his butt kind of funny, talking to another dog, going, "Hey, man. Can I ask you a really, really, really big favor?" So that's what I'm imagining is happening with your dogs.
Well, this dog, you know, because the first dog had the balls chopped, and then he didn't like the cone thing very much, and we'd take it off once in a while, scratch him around.
Can you hear me eating potato chips?
Not really. Hey, this dog. This other dog
isn't there
got the cone?
Sponsor Pringles. I was told that they were our new sponsor.
What's the new Pringles slogan?
Put them in your mouth.
That's my slogan. Hey, this dog got the cone.
Yep.
She comes home, starts bashing into the other dog with it. She figures out how to pick up like a chew toy and whip it around like a lacrosse racket, and just had a great time. time. The whole, like, just playing with this cone, smashing into stuff, bugging me with it. She'd get, like, start freaking out. What's wrong? What's wrong? And there's, like, a sock stuck in it, or, like, around her neck. It's just not what I expected. I thought it was going to be really sad and pitiful having this dog with a cone. Instead, it was, like, her favorite thing. I think she misses it.
Oh, she doesn't have it anymore.
She doesn't have it anymore. They stitched her all up, and everything's fine.
All right, well, that's what I thought happened with your dog.
Listen, another thing that happened is I spent money on something really stupid.
Oh, wait, was it that Brazilian virgin?
That's right. I bought a Brazilian virgin.
Yeah, that's what the Brazilian virgin who auctioned off her virginity. And it was somebody in Japan that paid $780,000 to have her virginity.
Well,
the guy's name was like Fatso or something like that. And I figured you're a big fat white guy, so.
Well, listen, it's really hard to find virgin Brazilians these days.
It's true, especially in Japan.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm sure in Brazil they're easy to find. You could probably find virgins all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nuns and stuff like that.
Is that what you spent your money foolishly on? Yes, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a little living a little close to the bone.
Yeah, did you mention that to your wife before you went and you bid on that? Like, it was like one of those impulse buys when you're late at night and you bought like 14 Ronco chicken roasters.
Yeah,
and then you got to explain it to the wife when they come in the mail.
She claims I didn't mention it, but I did.
You're like, can I totally bid on this auction for this Brazilian virgin?
Yeah,
18-year-old virgin? She's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, of course you can.
And yeah, she said, is it PayPal? Yep, go ahead.
It was PayPal.
I didn't do anything with the virgin. I just wanted to, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, you see TV Guide magazine, you know you're not going to read it, but you just buy it.
That's a expensive, like a lot of guys have spent money on ladies and not gone anywhere, but that's a lot of money to not get anywhere.
Well, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with this version.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll. I mean, you don't want to.
What about selling off the rights to it?
I haven't really thought about it. You know, it's just one of those things you just buy because, well, it's there. You know.
Yeah.
You just buy. You know, you buy some.
You're a collector, I guess is what you're saying.
I'm a collector. I don't think about these things.
No.
I just collect.
You collect. For the sake and you of sit around and you strum them.
Well, the one thing I'm collecting right now is spider web.
Because
I've been sitting around talking about Superhost 2000 so long, I'm like a cartoon skeleton. Let's talk about babies, the jerks of the future, right now.
All right.
Babies, jerks of the future. Babies, jerks of the future.
So this is the part of the show where I, a now not expectant, but a actual father.
We have to edit that.
Yeah. a real father of a lovely baby boy will answer Ray's biting question about babies. Neither Ray nor I are baby experts, so our advice should not be followed. Ray has never been a father, would never be a father, as he has testicles tattooed with a slogan that, unbeknownst to him, turned out to be a racist slur. Being too cheap to pay for a proper tattoo removal, he had a tattoo artist color his scrotum solid purple. Due to a wine festival mishap, his gonads are part of a 2008 Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, it's true. It's a sad, sad story. I mean, I was unconscious at the time. Well, Scott... Whoops. Now, Scott Future.
Uh-huh.
We all know that you had a baby. You and your wife...
I actually had the baby because I'm tired of all the attention going to the mother, because for the rest of your life, all it is that I did this, I raised... I delivered that baby. So I forced the doctor... after she delivered the baby, to put the baby inside me so I could re-deliver it so that we have equal billing when it comes to the kudos of who, you know, bore the child.
Is that why you had to wear that cone?
That's damn right why I had to wear that cone. You know how hard I look, how many ping pong balls I had to practice with before a car going in the opposite direction is a decoy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying
yeah.
It's going to be my boy. I'm just saying... that's one of the reasons that many people have children. I mean, look at Saddam Hussein, right? Or Gaddafi. They had many, many children. I think that turned out well.
Well, that's a good reason to have a baby. You know, now I'm thinking I should have had a baby for the same reason.
Yeah. And then there's probably, you know, tax advantages too.
So oh, probably.
That's mostly it, really.
Now, do you think...
decoy tax.
Do you think there's anything we can learn from babies? Because I know with dogs, I have dogs,
yep.
And I learn from dogs that, you know, you should live in the moment and shit on the floor, stuff like that.
It's kind of the same as babies.
Really?
Yeah. That's pretty well it.
But you have a diaper, hopefully, to catch all this stuff.
Hey, I have been wearing a diaper for weeks.
Because, yeah, you don't have time for any...
there's no time for anything.
These little things
don't care. Like, they have no concept. I tried to explain. I'm like, hey, daddy's trying to watch television. Can you shut the fuck up. And
now, sometimes I like to... I'll take my dogs outside to a park, and I'll take their leash off and let them run around. Do you sometimes take your baby, who it isn't really crawling yet, but you just kind of leave his diaper off just for fun? Just
no, that's like, hey, just danger.
Just free ball.
No, that is just danger. He's taking aim at us with the water cannon, and I'm smart enough not to, like, I change him, and it's a kind of a quick draw, right? Like,
I
get it all ready, and then I flip it out, right?
Can you give
Whereas
the
my
baby
wife
a squeeze
will, she'll go and she'll take it off, and she'll be like, oh, you're okay, and it's like whiz,
yeah.
You know, like takes a shot right at her. But they don't care. Like, we were bathing him, and he just pooped, like, right in the bath.
Can you give
and
him
he looked
a squeeze
bored by
first.
It. He's like, I can do this all day.
What about squeezing first? Like, could you give him a little squeeze, make sure nothing's there?
What am I squeezing?
If I have to pee and then... You know, I get someone elbows me in the groin or in the stomach, I'm going to probably urinate in my pants. So that might work for babies. Are you allowed to squeeze them?
I don't squeeze. I have not touched them.
You've not touched them.
I have not touched them.
When you bring a baby when you bring a baby home for the first time, what do you do?
The first thing you do...
get them right away, right?
What do you mean?
The hospital, you don't get, it's not like 2 minutes later, you just bring the baby home.
No,
hang around for a while.
No, but it's pretty quick. They tend to be out in 36 hours or something like that, but it took a little longer because we didn't know what the hell we were doing. And so how do you get them home? Okay, driving home with your baby the first time is probably the scariest ride of your life. Like, driving with that baby in that vehicle, you're like petrified.
You should have driven. I mean,
well, I was driving.
Okay.
No, sorry. He still can't keep his head up, right?
No,
he wasn't driving. I was driving, okay, but you're just like petrified that everything on the road is like must protect the baby.
Right.
He can't keep his head upright yet, so he's not doing any tricks or anything.
Do you think
that.
That's like a, are you already one of those helicopter parents? I mean, in our day, my dad just threw me in the
trunk.
Now,
I don't know what you mean by that. It could mean that I drop my pants and I wiggle my groin so that
yeah, that's what
like,
I mean.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I'm not one of those.
Okay, oh, good. So you get the baby home. You get the baby home the first time. You park the car and then you have this baby. Do you instinctively know what to do with it? Because you have a little room called a, what is it, a bar or a gymnasium?
No, I definitely went to the bar.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
How soon after?
Like, on the way in. Yeah, there's a thing called the nursery.
Right.
It's a room that had to be completed before that I don't think we set foot in since. Because...
Oh, yeah, but he's going to use it later.
Yeah, he'll use it later. It's...
Yeah.
But, yeah, we just got to keep the cats out of there. They love to go into the crib and on the change pad and... Yeah, but it's a nice room and all that, but we haven't used it.
Now, Scott, I know you love talking about your damn baby.
Oh, do I?
But listen, I heard there was some sort of cat incident.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you tell us about that?
My wife, as part of the deal, I got her, but I got the cats. And you know, the cats are actually pretty good cats. They're sisters, and they're used to a lot of attention from mommy. So while she was pregnant, she had less time for them, but still quite a bit. But she went into labor, and I don't know this for certain, but I think that there was some kind of a hormonal release that they were able to sense.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't like it too much. And one of the nights I came, because I had to come back to feed them, I fed them and they puked up right in front of me, which they don't do. They're pigs. They just eat everything and want more. And then I looked and there was like more barf over in another part. And then I went downstairs and one of them followed me and was peeing right in front of me, which they never do. And then they shit, pooped right in front of me. Just awful poop.
Do you have to use that word?
Poop?
Yeah.
Sorry. And there's two of them, and I'm cleaning it up, and they're doing another one in front of me. Like, they're coming out of both ends, like, and I can't keep up. I'm cleaning one, and then they're doing another. And I was like, what am I going to do? Like, I have to get back to the hospital because I came home for something for my wife. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 hours of following them around, trying to stop them from doing this. And they were just freaking out. And they had never done anything like this. And I was like, I got to just stop this. So I have 3 floors and I was in the basement and I was like, that's where their litter box.
And everything's carpeted, right?
Yeah. I just got new carpet and oh man. And they're ripping it up and
but
pissing.
How long did you have to clean this up before the baby came home?
Well, the baby, isn't in the basement. So I took the litter box, brought it to the main floor, said, I can't stop them because I got to go, but I contain it. So I brought the litter box up, shut the door. I was about to leave when I went, did anything go on upstairs? And so I went up the stairs and there was like the first step, puke.
Yeah.
The second step. Poop. And I'm just going up the stairs and it's like just getting worse as I go up the stairs. And I walk up the stairs and I'm like, I'm sniffing. I'm going, what is that smell? And I turn into the spare bedroom and right in the dead center of the duvet of our spare room bed is a giant, giant poop. It's like a giant pile of pudding just topped right there saying,
now, this
you
is not
humans.
Some hormonal thing.
Well, yeah, it's got to be. They were freaking out about something.
Don't you think it's a power struggle thing?
Well,
because they can sense that, you know, something's going on in the structure of the nature of the family. They don't know exactly what it is, but they figure this is our time to take over. Now, cats, here's a little cat psychology for you, because I'm a dog guy now, but I used to have cats. And there's a major difference between cats and dogs, is that dogs want to please you. And if you sound exasperated or disappointed, they really feel bad, like they really want to make you happy.
Yep.
Whereas cats, when you're disappointed and exacerbated, they love it.
They're like,
that's their favorite thing. They're afraid of punishment.
Yeah.
But if you are getting upset and sad about something they're doing, they just think they're doing the right thing. They're like, we're on the right track right here.
You're like the cat whisperer.
hey, cat. Listen, Scott's cats, stop being assholes.
that's what I do to the boy when my wife isn't around.
Really?
I whisper stuff to him about her. Like, basically, he should prefer me. Unfortunately, I tend to do it when the monitor's on and she'll catch me.
Oh, you got a baby monitor.
Yeah.
I always wanted to get one of these, but I don't have a baby.
Well, you don't need a baby to have a baby monitor.
Really?
No, why?
I mean,
there's
it would
no
just
law.
Be handy to hear what's going on. Even if there's nothing happening in another room, you would just want to know that there's nothing happening.
Yeah. Like, and you can get them to be two ways, right? So that's really helpful.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ours isn't. I wish I had got that, but...
If I set up several baby monitors in my home, I could just talk to someone in another room or listen to the radio.
I think if you set up a bunch of them, you might be able to talk to the dead.
I think so.
I think you might be able to get on TV as a medium.
It would be very easy here in Japan.
I'm sensing somebody important to you, I think in their 70s with the letter K. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that sounds, yes.
Did something happen recently that was, you know.
That's right, my great-grandfather Adolf K. Hitler.
Oh, that's exactly who I was thinking it was. Anyway.
Now, when the baby came home, did the cats stop their deliberate excretions?
They stopped exactly when I brought this stuff up. So that's why I think that they had some kind of a reaction, whether it was to hormones or to the acid I put in their cat food. But there was something. There was something.
They probably didn't like that. But they're really sensitive to, sorry to get all.
And I was like, hey, man, just calm down, man.
But like cats, because cats are very social creatures. They, in the wild, they live in, I don't know, wild, but they, you know,
cats
wild
are
cats.
Social creatures?
Well, they are.
I mean,
they live in.
Social,
they
I mean, if they like their butt, is like being socializing. I'm going to socialize
no, they do
now
live in
with
groups
my ass.
That, you know, like stray cats have their own little families and stuff like that. And they're not allowed to just poop anywhere. That's like definitely a power thing. You need to man up. Scrote up, as they say.
I don't know. You're throwing stray cat references out.
How did this make you feel?
Part of me wanted to kill them, and the other part of me figured that the reaction had to be brought on by terrorists, so it had to be a conspiracy.
Now, your wife doesn't let you beat up on the cats. Does that make you angry?
No, I knew it had to be something wasn't them. I figured that probably somebody was holding their family hostage and was forcing them to act this way. Or I might have just been watching too much 24 recently.
From what I've read here in your press kit, your baby had a tooth already.
He did. Yeah, I was...
You sent sent me a VHS. Let me watch it here. And here, press play. Well, hang on. The tracking is off a bit. Oh, you know, I got the... It's the yellow one goes to the yellow jack, the white one to the white jack, and the red one to the red jack. Is that usually how it goes?
It sounds racist.
Well, there's no... But this TV doesn't have a... I think... Oh, so anyway, just tell me how this... What happened with this tooth thing? I can't get this working.
Well, the boy had a tooth. Not a lot of kids, babies have them.
Was
the
guy, the doctor, the,
well, the doctor that we had been practicing for 40 years. He'd had three in that time. So that tells you how frequent it is.
But he's only delivered five babies in that time.
Yeah.
He's really, really lazy doctor.
Super lazy.
He's a big golf fan.
And
loves the golf.
Yeah. So he had a tooth, and we brought him to the dentist. His first week out of the hospital.
So did you actually have to make an account for him and everything at the dentist?
Well, we called him up. We got referred to go to. He's a pediatric dentist, so we went there.
Yeah.
You know, he explained what was going on, and he could extract, but it may fall out. So, for the next 3 weeks, I made a habit of punching him in the mouth on a routine basis to try and help it.
Did you have to floss it?
No, you don't have to floss it. No,
we
use a water
it?
Pick.
Oh, good, yeah. Saves a lot of time.
Yeah. And also good for cleaning the butt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you don't have the Japanese style toilets.
That's right.
Essentially, is a water pick.
Yeah.
It shoots you in the Pinot Gris.
Yeah.
As I like to call it. This baby doesn't do anything yet.
No.
Like it just poops what do you mean? But it doesn't.
I have tried to get him to make Nikes, and it's not working yet.
Well, you know, give it a few more months.
Yeah.
Give it a few months.
Yeah, his motor development is a little slow.
Are you doing any kind of special stuff? Because, let me clarify, a lot of people will make their children listen to classical music.
Yeah, no.
No? Are you doing... What
no,
about,
I know.
What about classic rock, at least?
You
know, maybe a little bit of Journey will help them out?
I haven't done that. I haven't done that.
You know, my parents raised me on Poco.
Poco.
They're a little bit like Orleans and Pablo Cruz.
Wow, you've made three references. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Now, in the 1980s, Madonna once sang...
In the 1980s.
She once sang, "Papa, don't preach. I'm in trouble deep. Papa, don't preach."
Yeah.
I've made up my mind.
Yeah, but I was losing sleep. You forgot that line.
I was losing sleep.
How do you know that other guy and you don't know Madonna's song? Like, that was a Pepsi commercial. That was a Pepsi commercial.
So, Scott, why did you decide to keep your baby?
Stem cells. It's just insurance, really.
Yeah, it's true, because you can't clone. See, the cloning process, you need to have a fresh baby.
Yeah.
So are you going to keep trying to make more babies just as backup?
I don't know.
They freeze.
Honestly, I think the babies are like souls of the damned returned to life, because they just scream so much. That's all they do. They're quiet because they eat, and then they just... You know, and they poop a lot. The babies are like tube cheese. You know that cheese in a tube that you squeeze?
Yeah.
That's what they're like. You know? Only you don't have to even squeeze them.
And a little bit of real lemon. One of those real lemon bulbs. You know the ones? Like a plastic
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, that... There you go. Parenting from me. That's what babies are like. Dig it from me. I'm an expert.
Now, it's very controversial. It's a controversial subject with a lot of parents, especially the helicopter variety. Are you going to feed your child Nutella? Yes or no? Just a simple yes or no answer is all I'm asking for,
look,
Scott.
We haven't had that discussion.
Oh, here we go.
It's a pretty emotionally charged subject matter for my wife and I. And frankly, I've been avoiding the conversation.
Yes or no?
I am going to feed him Nutella.
Yeah. What do you think of my interview style?
It's really, really good.
Yeah, that's correct. Now.
Well, you're interviewing. I'm dead air.
I'm trying to think of the next question. Who, what, where, why?
Speaking of fathers, you know how Darth Vader was Luke's father?
Oh.
And you know how George Lucas was the father of the Star Wars franchise?
Yes.
Well, did you hear that he sold the whole kit and caboodle to Disney?
What?
Yep. 4 billion smackers.
What?
Yep. Sold it all.
No, I did. I've actually heard that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? This brings us to our next segment. You news from the year 2080.
News from the year 2080.
So you're saying Disney has acquired Lucasfilm?
That's right.
So, do you think this will have an effect on the... I mean, have they announced any new projects?
I just saw the headline and
a
blurb. I don't have
time. He also mentioned in the interview. I'm just busting. I'm chomping at the bit. The little bit at the end of my never mind. I'm chomping at the bit about this topic because he also casually mentioned, he being the father of Star Wars, Darth Vader, he mentioned, oh, by the way, Star Wars 7.
Star Wars 7 what?
Coming out in 2015.
What? He said he's not doing any more.
2015.
Are you kidding me? Oh, man.
Now, can it be worse than the prequels?
I think it can. He's just gone downhill.
Yeah, but Disney might... I mean, will Disney make it... Will Disney make Star Wars worse?
Well, I just hope that they don't go and over-commercialize it.
Yeah, because the original Star Wars was really like an art film.
Yeah.
There's nothing commercial about it.
Yeah, I know. I hope that they don't go and brand it like crazy.
Yeah,
and if they do, I hope it's tasteful.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see it as just a you know, kind of an underground... You know, maybe it's going to be on IFC kind of deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is going to be post-Ewoks. We'll assume Jar Jar is dead by then, or he must be dead.
But
I don't know.
So,
I don't
what's
think
the premise
long
of Seven,
as,
then? It's after...
Well, the books
have
already been written about this stuff.
Really?
Like, it's part of the... Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in Star
fiction?
Wars canon.
Fan
well,
fiction?
No. There have been video... Officially sanctioned video games, which are part of the Star Wars canon, where...
canon?
Skywalker,
canon.
Well,
canon.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Religious canon.
Well, I mean, it's part of the official, because you can, there's fanfic that doesn't.
Fanfic? Oh my God, you're like, you're descending into geekdom and like, wow. Like your voice is changing and becoming more nerdy and high pitched as we speak.
Of course, the Sith try to make a comeback, and then Luke Skywalker's like a military commander at that point. I don't think he's actually going in and hand-to-hand fighting like he was before. And then I think...
But shouldn't he, since he's the guy with the big force?
Oh, should we give a spoiler alert here?
About what?
Okay, spoiler alert. We're going to ruin Star Wars Episode 7, because basically I know everything that's going to happen in the movie.
Oh my God, you're going to ruin it for me.
The Ewoks.
What?
Feel really guilty about killing
oh
all
the Oh my God,
contractors.
The Ewoks are going to go and pee and shit all over the planet.
Oh, they're basically the next...
They're cats.
The next
they're just cats. They're going to go and do that. They're going to shit all over my house.
The next movie is essentially an Ewok-heavy film. Think of how many humans are in Star Wars. That's how many Ewoks... That's how many times you're going to see an Ewok. And yeah, they defecate all over the Empire. And that becomes the new enemy for the Jedi. You know, basically there's this... The Ewok reproduce... Because in their natural habitat, Ewok get eaten all the time.
Right.
By various creatures.
Yeah.
But you take them out of that habitat and it's like toads in Australia, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the whole galaxy is just covered with Ewoks.
Yeah.
And they're really stupid and annoying.
Yeah.
Tribbles.
Yeah. Like Tribbles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're doing... Everyone hates their little nub-nub song, yub-yub, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the... okay, listen. So Celine Dion drove me nuts, and so I had to find a way to get out of the country. So I have a sham marriage with the Japanese wife just to escape the country to get away from Celine Dion. On the TV now, every 5 minutes, there's a commercial by Celine Dion.
Got a big fridge to match your appetite. Got a tiny sofa so we'd always be tight. Cuddling by the TV, never a lonely night. Night. And though you and I were me and Daddy, that was then, but now we've come to be Edion. Watashi Celine Edion.
This is happening to me.
So what country are you going to now?
Well, I don't know
Obviously,
where I'm going to be safe.
Yeah, where are you safe from the grasp of Celine Dion?
You tell me, where am I going to be safe?
I think Borneo, the jungles of Borneo.
Yeah, but I want a guarantee.
Well, I can't, there's no guarantees in this life.
I'm just worried. Africa is out because I tried to avoid Loretta Swit for years.
Yeah, yeah. And Sally Struthers is always over there like hugging you and trying to steal your Snickers.
So Africa's probably the worst choice as far as... That goes. I mean, what are the chances Celine Dion's going to go to Africa?
Probably really high.
So, Belgium, maybe? No, that's
no,
not
No, they
safe.
Speak French.
They
She's
speak French.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I thinking? Greenland? No. That's too close to Canada.
Yep.
I think I'm going to have to live under the ocean. This is where I'm going to have to live with a little...
There's not a lot of choices for you.
You know, listeners are probably wondering, why haven't they brought up the subject of muscle pants? We're talking about Japan. They've just become a part of my life. I wear muscle pants all the time. My muscles are becoming huge in my pants.
Yeah.
So, I don't even think it's worth running the theme song. Is it?
We paid for it.
Okay, let's go.
Yes, muscle pants, yeah. Throw away your underoos. Get ready to hustle. There's better kids that you can choose to help your middle muscle. Forget those boring under things in which you prance. Beans and your kielbasa belong in muscle pants. Muscle pants, yeah. Muscle pants. Muscle pants, yeah. Muscle pants. Muscle pants.
Think about Japan and yes. And Disney and
Disney
and the
yeah.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Because you might have like R2-D2 in Japan with the whole Disney. And the Disney Japan thing.
Oh, you're right. Tokyo Disneyland. Yeah. I'm going to be able to see my old pal R2-D2.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, I'm really surprised you don't have any more questions about the new Star Wars. I've read the whole story.
Well, go ahead and enlighten our listeners because I like it to be a surprise.
Okay. You're probably wondering what happens to Boba Fett because in the Star Wars Return of the Jedi...
I'm probably just going to go... Blah, 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 blah. So I don't. When, so I'll probably take that out.
You love Star Wars. Stop
I know, but I still want you to blow it for me.
Oh. Okay.
Don't use that line out of context.
Here's something. I won't reveal any plot. You can just try to figure it out yourself, okay? You can put two and three together. When Boba Fett fell into the Sarlacc pit in Star Wars, he was wearing full armor and a jetpack.
Right.
So obviously he can get out of that situation. And plus he's a clone of the, you know, the greatest soldier of all time, New Zealand guy, right?
Yes.
So obviously he gets out. Well, he shows up in the new movie and guess what? He's nice.
No, that'll be stupid.
Boba Fett's totally nice. He's like, hey, you know what? I was just... He's a hired gun, basically.
And let me guess, Greedo is back from the dead.
Well, I mean, he had revenge... He had something against... We'll get to Greedo in a second.
Oh! Wow.
You know, he had something against Obi-Wan Kenobi, but he's okay with all the other Jedi. He doesn't really care. He's like, well, you guys seem nice. The Jedi have to fight them.
And they just start killing Ewoks.
Yeah.
Just slicing the little bears off.
Well, because do you remember in the first prequel, like, Darth Vader was a nice guy.
Why do we have to call it prequel? It's stupid. It's the original.
No, I mean, episode one of Star Wars, Darth Vader was a nice little
kid. Oh, right. Those ones, the bad ones.
Well, it's the same thing with the Ewoks.
Why don't we just call it original? And crap. Seriously.
The crap
like
one.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with Ewoks. The Ewoks seem like they're really nice and good in Return of the Jedi. They turn out to be just the pests of the galaxy, like the Tribbles. Yeah. Huh. And that's the basic plot of the movie. Darth Vader's gone, so you don't have to deal with him anymore.
Right.
Princess Leia turns
out...
Do
they turn into like Goonies? Or not Goonies, sorry, Gremlins?
No, more like it's...
Like Ghoulies.
If you're going to compare it to another movie. Because the original Star Wars could be compared to Akira Kurosawa's Hidden Fortress. This new one is a little bit more like Revenge of the Nerds Part 2, Nerds in Paradise. Is basically, that's a template, and George Lucas has acknowledged it.
Well, thanks thanks for saving me that $12 from going to the theater.
So you want to see it for the effects.
I don't think I will, because I got to say, those last three were pretty bad.
You know who's in it? Bosk. Bosk shows up, IG-88, all those memorable characters. The little walking battery thing from the original Star Wars, he shows up. Gonk. Yeah.
Right. Hey,
There's going to be like a green R2-D2, so I'm going to see it just for that.
But is it not true that the kids like the crap series, and if you're over, say, 30, you like the original series?
I think it's because they watch it all in one shot. You know, parents are like, oh, you got to watch Star Wars, and they force these kids to watch the whole series, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
But then we had to wait 2 years in between. Like, I think that makes a big difference. 3 years.
Yeah.
Right? Remember, it was an eternity before. Remember, you heard about Return of the Jedi, Revenge of the Jedi.
Yeah, it was Revenge.
You heard about it for years before, and it was like, and you could see pictures of the Scout Walkers. And it's like, this is going to be great. And then it just, by the time it came out, I was more interested in Newhart at that point. You know, I was much older. I was 13, you know, 12.
You were interested in Newhart?
Newhart. Because Newhart debuted the same day I went to see Return of the Jedi, and I was like, I didn't want to miss this new Newhart show. Because the original Bob Newhart show I love so much. Like, I used to dress up as Halloween as a Newhart character once
really?
In a while. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like other kids were wearing Star Wars stuff, I was heavy, heavy into Newhart. You know, so when I heard Newhart had a new show, I was so stoked. I was like, oh my God. And I lined up in front of my TV at home for days.
You must have been a unique demographic for him.
No, I mean, I had all the toys.
All the Bob Newhart toys?
Yeah, yeah. You know, we used to do, you know, all the other kids were doing the Force Be With You. I was doing the telephone operator bit.
Yeah, how's that go?
Oh, it's been so long. I think he says, hello? Papa, don't preach. I'm in trouble deep. Papa, don't. Excuse. Yeah, I understand. I've been losing sleep. I'm going to keep my baby.
That's,
you know, it's hard because you need the audience there laughing.
It's pretty well bang on.
Thank you. Come on. It's like I had the T-shirts. I had the video games. I had the scrotal support, like a little cup.
So Newhart, he was big in your life. Is he big in Japan? Would you say he's a big man in Japan?
He's totally unknown in Japan, but you know who is a big man in Japan?
Who? Oh, that's you.
That's me. Thank you.
This is the part of the show where I ask Ray about futuristic life in futuristic Japan. Ray, you know what? A lot of our viewer mail, I don't know why they're viewing us since it's a podcast.
Well,
but
they look at the VU meter on their radio moving.
Anyway, so a lot of the emails we get from listeners are really, really curious. Why, oh why, did you leave this wonderful, bountiful land of Canada for the land of Japan?
I'm a sensitive man.
You are sensitive.
Especially, my skin is sensitive.
Right?
Where?
Yeah, exactly. There's a flat spot.
Yeah, that spot.
Yeah.
My taint is sensitive, but I also have a sensitive heart. I do enjoy Canadian music sometimes, but sometimes it really annoys me.
Do you like the Sheepdogs?
The Sheepdogs are good. I like the Five Man Electrical Band.
Yeah.
I like the Stampeders, but I do not like Bryan Adams. I don't care for Corey Hart, and I can't stand Celine Dion.
Okay.
Or Celine Dion, as she's properly, could pronounce it properly.
Don't forget Steppenwolf. They're Canadian.
That doesn't count. We talked about that. Okay, listen. So Celine Dion drove me nuts, so I had to find a way to get out of the country. So I have a sham marriage with a Japanese wife just to escape the country to get away from Celine Dion. On the TV now, every 5 minutes, there's a commercial by Celine Dion.
Got a big fridge to match your appetite. Got a tiny sofa so that we'd always be tight. Cuddling by the TV, never a lonely night. And though you and I were me, daddy, that was then, but now we've come to be Edion. Watashi Celine Edion.
This is happening to me.
So what country are you going to now?
Well, I don't know.
Obviously,
where I'm going to be safe.
Yeah, where are you safe from the grasp of Celine Dion?
You tell me, where am I going to be safe?
I think Borneo, the jungles of Borneo.
Yeah, but I want a guarantee.
Well, I can't. There's no guarantees in this life.
I'm just worried. Africa is out because I tried to avoid Loretta Swit for years.
Yeah, yeah. And Sally Struthers is always over there like hugging you and trying to steal your Snickers.
So Africa's probably the worst choice as far as that goes. I mean, what are the chances Celine Dion's going to go to Africa?
Probably really high.
So, Belgium, maybe? No, that's
not
safe.
They speak French.
They speak French. That's even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I thinking? Greenland? No. That's too close to Canada.
Yep.
I think I'm going to have to live under the ocean. This is where I'm going to have to live with a little...
There's not a lot of choices for you.
You know, listeners are probably wondering, why haven't they brought up the subject of muscle pants? We're talking about Japan. They've just become a part of my life. I wear muscle pants all the time. My muscles are becoming huge in my pants.
Yeah.
So, I don't even think it's worth running the theme song. Is it?
We paid for it.
Okay, let's go.
Yes, muscle pants, yeah. Throw away your under boobs. Get ready to hustle. The better gifts that you can choose to help your middle muscle. Forget those boring under things.
in which you prance. Hand beams and your kielbasa belong in muscle pants. Muscle pants, yeah. Muscle pants. Muscle pants, yeah. Muscle pants.
Think about Japan and yes. And Disney and the
yeah.
Star Wars. Because you might have like R2-D2 in Japan with the whole Disney and the Disney Japan thing.
Oh, you're right. Tokyo Disneyland. Yeah. I'm going to be able to see my old pal R2-D2.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, I'm really surprised you don't have any more questions about the new Star Wars. I've read the whole story.
Well, go ahead and enlighten our listeners because I like it to be a surprise.
Okay. You're probably wondering what happens to Boba Fett because in the Star Wars Return of the Jedi,
I'm probably just going to go blah, 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 so I don't when, so I'll probably take that out.
You love Star Wars.
I know, but I just don't want you to blow it for me.
Oh, okay.
Don't use that line out of context.
Here's something. I won't reveal any plot. You can just try to figure it out yourself, okay? You can put 2 and 3 together. When Boba Fett fell into the Sarlacc pit in Star Wars, he was wearing full armor and a jetpack.
Right.
So obviously he can get out of that situation. And plus he's a clone of the, you know, the greatest soldier of all time, New Zealand guy, right?
Yes.
So obviously he gets out. Well, he shows up in the new movie and guess what? He's nice.
No, that'll be stupid.
Boba Fett's totally nice. He's like, hey, you know what? I was just—he's a hired gun, basically.
And let me guess, Greedo is back from the dead.
Well, I mean, he had revenge. He had something against. We'll get to Greedo in a second.
Oh. Wow.
You know, he had something against Obi-Wan Kenobi, but he's okay with all the other Jedi. He doesn't really care. He's like, well, you guys seem nice, and he turns out to be okay.
Hey, everybody, go and give us a little sequence on iTunes, a little review. 5-star for the nerd review.
They spend half the time playing cards.
And then we'll see you next time on Future Jerks, because... I think he'll still be talking about the Star Wars.
You know the part where they play chess
in the
original Star Wars?
Never end.
Well,
so thanks for listening. We hope not to be any
euchre.
Later in getting new shows out.
Chewbacca.
And we'll see you back
babies.
In the future. Back,
baby
back,
Jade,
back,
baby Chewbacca,
back,
Landaka.
Back,
there's
back.
The robot, Empire Strikes Back, the bald guy with the headphones. He comes back as a really old robot with smaller headphones because he's further in the future and they can make them smaller now. And then Lando Calrissian.